أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به ولئن صبرتم لهو خير للصابرين واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تك في ضيق مما يمكرون إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 126, 127 and 128 of Surah An-Nahl. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave the command of da'wat, قُدُعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكِ, inviting towards the path of Allah, the methodology that is supposed to be used, then one important imperative condition, quality that a da'i should have is what is described in these ayat. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ, then if you have to respond with vengeance, if you have to retaliate, فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, then retaliate the measure that you had been harmed, that you had been oppressed. These ayat have been revealed after the Battle of Uhud. 70 Sahaba had become shaheed. That was one aspect virtuous for them. But after the shahadat, many amongst them had their bodies had been mutilated by the Quraysh of Makkah, and more so the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's body was mutilated, and that incident is famous. He was not only the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but both of them were milk brothers. There was a very small age gap between the two of them. So they were very close to each other. The way it was done, a person has passed on, and then to mutilate the body of a dead person, that is not part of humanity, that is not insaniyat. So this cribbed the condition of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will avenge this by mutilating 70 bodies of the Quraysh should there be another battle. And like that, many of the Sahaba had echoed the sentiments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ. If you have to take vengeance, if you have to revenge, then what is permissible, the measure of oppression that was meted out to you, that is the limit of the vengeance. In other words, permissibility is there. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, how much a person oppresses you, that is the limit that you can go to, you cannot do more than that. However, Allah says, wala in sabartum. And if you make sabr, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ, then sabr, perseverance, patience is best for those who persevere. In other words, this is the highest level of a person's akhlaq, or the higher level of the person's akhlaq is that now he forgives that person, he makes sabr, and he tolerates whatever difficulty was imposed upon them. Now Allah Ta'ala turns to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam particularly, wasbir wama sabruka illa billah. O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be patient, for certainly your patience comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is that one, Allah is that being that will grant you the ability to make sabr, will grant you the ability to tolerate all of this, and وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ, and do not grieve upon them. وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْكٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ And let your heart not be constrained because of the plotting and the schemes that they carry out. In other words, because of the sabr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant you an abundance. Allah will grant you more than what they would even think about. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ Certainly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with those who fear Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, they fulfill their obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ And those who do good. Some of the commentators have stated in this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Allah Ta'ala is with those who have the quality of taqwa. In other words, they fulfill the huququllah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ And they do good to mankind. They fulfill the huququl ibad. And in this way, they will be granted the ma'iyat and they will be granted the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This concludes the surah, Surah An-Nahl. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك